Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everybody, I'm so happy to be back. I just got back from San Diego and had the opportunity of being down at Dan Martell's SaaS Academy. This is an event that he puts on for basically executives of SaaS companies, so software as a solution, software as a service type of applications. And they break it out into two different pieces. First is SaaS Academy, so it's for some of their founders, employee, and their employees. And then the last 2 days is just the boardroom, which is just for the executive piece of it. And it was fun being there. Primarily, I went down with Robbie Summers, who heads up all of our sales team. And it was just great kind of connecting and talking with a bunch of other SaaS companies and some of the things that they're doing. Some of them are between about 100,000 MRR, which stands for monthly recurring revenue, up to million, two, three, 4 million. We happen to be one of the larger companies who are represented there. But it was fascinating just to see some of the things that they're going through. So while we were there, Dan's been a good friend of mine for the last few years. Dan Martell actually sold Clarity FM to Mark Cuban years ago. So he's had the opportunity to be involved in about 33 different companies as a tech founder or as an investor being involved in it. And I think the fascinating thing was one of the other people who was there was my dear friend Alex Hamosi and his wife Layla, and had the opportunity to kind of spend time talking to them about where their business is and how they're growing. And the second to, actually basically it was the third day we were there, Dan had asked, you know what, if you guys don't mind, would you guys mind just getting up and sharing just a 10-minute talk? And I'm thinking, oh, sure, whatever. And he said, so I need to kind of come up with a title, something to be fun for people. So he asked me to speak about some of the things we've been doing from an onboarding standpoint. And I'll show you in just a few minutes how that actually ties into exactly what you're doing in your business. So you got to come up with a title. And so I came up with the title as far as the Onboarding Butterfly Maximizer. A lot of Dan's things always seem to end in maximizer or something like that. So it's kind of more for him. But it applies directly to the things that we do as a company. And more importantly, it will apply directly to you when you take a look at how you actually onboard your clients. One of the things we were taking a look at while we were there is just really helping understand the sales cycle of what takes place when you're selling a product or service. And more importantly, how do you actually get your customers to consume that content? So I broke it down into five different things. For us, one of the very first things, the first step to the Onboarding Butterfly Maximizer is, first of all, to kind of understand why I would call it butterfly. If you're familiar with a principle that came kind of popular in the 1970s, a book Chaos was written about in the 80s, was this whole principle that a butterfly who flaps its wings in Chicago can actually end up causing a tornado or a hurricane in Tokyo. Bottom line is small changes have massive, massive impact and actually will impact a lot larger things than you actually give them credit for. Dan Kenny used to refer to this as small hinges swing huge doors. The real key though is to understand the compounding effect and what actually takes place. So to give you some context, for ClickFunnels, the way it works for ClickFunnels is we're 14 days free trial with a credit card. And so for everybody basically comes in, enters the credit card, on day 15, about 40% of them actually convert to a paid trial. So during that 14 days, we lose about 60%. And one of the things I was talking with Robbie about is how could we actually increase that? What are the things we could do that would help us get more people involved and actually stick and participate in the software on an ongoing basis after the 15th day? So we brainstormed a ton, and last January, we did kind of a case study that turned out phenomenal. So we actually started implementing this in July. We ran the case study for about 4 months and then hired a sales team. And I want to kind of tell you about the results of that, and more importantly, why this is something that can be a benefit to you and your business. So understand that for most businesses who operate on a membership platform or on a monthly continuity, typical monthly continuity lasts anywhere from 3.5 to 4 months. If you take a look at any membership site across the board, that's kind of the average. This goes all the way down to even some of your things like Netflix or other programs similar to that where you're paying on a monthly basis. Now, the key to this whole thing is consumption. The more that people actually consume your product, that's the way you actually get people to stick beyond the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth month. For some of you guys have been paying Netflix, you've been probably paying it for a long time, like I have. The whole idea behind this is to understand that most companies these days are trying to go to a monthly payment plan. I know Apple just recently released a similar type of program where for their phones, you just keep paying the exact same amount every single month. And as long as you pay it, you always have, you can turn your phone in and just cycle through it. We're seeing the same thing happen in physical goods that are consumable. People trying to get people on just monthly shipments. So realize this does not pertain specifically to software. That's why I really wanted to kind of share this with you this evening. Is to understand that in your business, no matter what you're doing, you're probably going to want to find some way of creating a content piece that allows you the opportunity of getting monthly recurring revenue. Whether that's through physical drop shipping, whether it's through online coaching, whether it's through a membership site, there's what happens when you have that opportunity is you have a stable income where it's coming in every single month and you don't have to worry about it. So the first thing I tell you is if you don't have something like that, try to find something that you can add to your current platform that actually would help you along those lines. So now let me talk to you more about this whole onboarding butterfly maximizer and how it actually helps not only increase your revenues, but more importantly, it helps consumption, and which is the most important part for your business, is you want people actually consuming your product. So back to the story here as far as ClickFunnels. After 14 days, day 15, we typically have about 40% of the people who sign up on an ongoing basis and pay on day 15. What we found as we actually introduced this, we were able to take that from 40% to 71.9%, almost 72%, which is about an 85% increase. And so we've started using this on a regular basis, and we're seeing massive, massive results, not only in the first month, but we're seeing it as you go out to months 3, months 7, months 10, months 12, and beyond. The way in which you onboard your clients has a massive impact on the consumption in the first month, but most importantly, in the overall lifetime value of the actual customer. So the very first step you need to do when you take a look at this in your own business is you have to identify 2 to 3 things that are essential for stick. So what are the 3 stick factors in your model? For us, one of the things we've taken a look at is we know that if a person sets up a payment gateway, if they set up their SMTP or their email, and if they set up their domain, those 3 things are some of the main things we've realized that increase stick a ton. So what we decided to do was we were going to find some way of actually implementing those 3 things and to do it on a phone call. Now, prior to this, we really haven't had much as far as phone sales. And I've seen people try doing app queues in-app. I've tried seeing people do a lot of things technology-wise. There is something magical that takes place when you get somebody on the phone. So what we've ended up trying to do is to actually, within the first 24 to 72 hours from a person purchasing your product, you need to get them on the phone. So step 1, you got to find 3 stick factors. Step 2, you got to get them on the phone within the first 24 to 72 hours. There's something magical that takes place when a person buys something and they then get to have that purchase reconfirmed and reinvigorated and someone basically holding their hand to consume what they just bought. That in and of itself creates a ton of reciprocity. So step 1, find out what your 3 stick factors are. Step 2, make sure you get them on the phone within the first 24 to 72 hours. Step 3 is you need to make sure that while they're on the phone, you're actually getting them to start consuming or talking about giving them instruction on exactly what to do. So you can't just sell them. You need to actually get them involved teaching them and doing exactly what steps you need them to do to increase the stick, which most importantly increases their consumption, which bottom line is helps them to increase their success. So the very first time when you get them on the phone, it's all about them. You have to find a way of helping have them have an experience to where they start getting into your software, your tool, your physical product, opening the box, opening the app, whatever it might be. So step 1, make sure you get them on, you find out what your first stick factors are. Step 2, get them on the phone the first 24 to 72 hours. Step 3, make sure when they're on the phone that they're talking about exactly how they can consume the product. Step 4, now this is something you guys have heard us talking about a ton, and that is the importance of a challenge. There is something magical that takes place when a person is invited to go through a challenge. Ours is typically 30 days. I've seen challenges from 14 to 28. Much beyond 30 days is just too long. What you're trying to get is you're really trying to get a quick win for your customer. So the whole idea here is find out what it is that gets them their first win. I was talking to a couple other people there, and And some of them have, you know, our coaching platforms where in real estate, their first win was all they needed to do was literally to go online, set up their domain and send the email out. That was the win. If they got that, that was what triggered them. Other people I've seen in the physical good things, as far as the win for them is to actually open the package and put the batteries in, whatever it is that they need to actually start consuming that product. I've seen the same thing take place in the supplement space, where the first win is get them on the scale, take their measurements, take pictures, go ahead and actually get them to schedule a photo shoot for weight loss in 60 days or 90 days, and then to actually have them start recording daily or journaling, whatever it might be, so they start having success. So you have to understand whatever your key factors are, those three stick factors, those need to be tied to the success of your customer, and you need to have a challenge. So for us, on the onboarding calls, what happens is our challenge, one funnel away challenge, is $100. We end up giving half of that to our salespeople. So we actually, our salespeople, it's actually paid for through the one funnel away challenge. So I really highly recommend that we're finding right now about 62% of the people who get on the phone actually sign up for the one funnel away challenge with our sales reps. So please make sure as you start looking at things you could do to increase consumption, to increase stick in whatever your product is, from an onboarding standpoint, the very first thing is you have to identify what are the three stick factors. Second of all, after you know what that is, get them on the phone in the first 24 to 72 hours. Step three is to make sure that you're talking about those success factors and helping them get a win as soon as possible while they're on the phone. Step four is while they're on the phone, you offer them a challenge and you get them into that challenge. Step five is at the end of the challenge, you need to provide them another opportunity to consume the product at a higher level. So at the end of our challenge, we then have our One Funnel Away Platinum program where we actually offer ClickFunnels to them. They get 6 months for $1,000, $997, which is literally the lowest we've ever sold since we started rolling out ClickFunnels 5 years ago. Right now, basically, if you want 6 months, it's double that. It's $1,997. So the whole idea here is we wanted something that was so compelling, so brain dead simple that they would actually take that next step. Now realize the key here is typically on that offer on step five, you want to get them past whatever your average cutoff rate is. So we've seen for us, if we can get people past 105 days, they just stick. They start having a success. They start having a lot of things just work. So that's why we ended up having a 6 month opportunity where they basically can get past that 6 months and then they stick after that. So understand, as you're taking a look at your onboarding, the key here is to make sure that your onboarding needs to be something that allows people to consume the content. And again, I'll just kind of run through these real fast here. The first thing is identify your first three stick factors. Second of all, get your customers on the phone within 24 to 72 hours. Get them going through and actually opening up. Part of our onboarding literally is having them open the app, go through it, so they see real quick what they need to do. On the phone, step four is to make sure that you actually offer them something that they can upsell. One of the main things you're going to find is the most important thing is a buyer. You're always trying to get buyers over opt-ins, over trials. And so as soon as a person puts money down, they believe more in themselves, first of all. Second of all, it's an exercise of commitment. They've now taken another micro commitment to have success. That in and of itself will ensure greater success than those people who don't. Step five is at the end of the challenge, make sure you have a higher offer that gets them past whatever your breaking point is, whether it's 3 months, 3.5 months, 4 months, whatever point that is, that offer should be something that gets them past that. So hopefully this helps. Again, this is what I refer to as our onboarding butterfly maximizer. It maximizes your profits. Most importantly, it maximizes the success that your customers are going to have. Again, I refer to it as the butterfly effect because it's these little tiny micro commitments that they're making along the way that has an unbelievable opportunity to increase their success in using your product. So hopefully that makes sense to you guys. Have an amazing night. Again, highly believe if you aren't getting out and spending time meeting with other people outside of your normal circles, you need to do that. That's why the whole reason we have Funnel Hacking Live is to give you that opportunity. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, by all means, go to funnelhackinglive.com, buy your tickets, join me in Nashville. It's January 28th through February 1st, January 29th through February 1st. And again, this is a pitch for that. I definitely want you coming. The reason I want you to come is I want you to be around other people like-minded who are having success, who are in a situation similar to yours where you're like, I understand this. I get this. I want to be able to be like them. The whole reason I ended up going down to SaaS Academy was for the same thing. I wanted to be around other SaaS executives, seeing what they're doing in their business. We had the opportunity of actually going down to visit two different, when I was part of the boardroom, we went down and visited two companies in San Diego, actually at their actual offices, talking to the executives while they're actually running their business. Those are the types of opportunities I want you guys to have. And that's why Funnel Hacking Live is so critical to you. So again, step one, make sure you take a look at your onboarding sequence. Step two, get to Funnel Hacking Live. Go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets. We'll see you there. Thanks.